This just in, for our own Brooke Fox and thousands of other people in the local area, we have a late-breaking bridge update.
Oh, yes!
If you don't know, we've been keeping tabs on this for the last year and a half since March 2020, when the bridge over to Brooke's house was shut down after multiple cracks in the structure were discovered.
Just the bridge that takes me to where I need to go. It's fine. And only like 100 billion other people every day.
It's caused a lot of problems, added to commuters' frustrations, and worst of all, added an extra 30 minutes for Brooke to get home every single day.
At least 30.
That's in good traffic, Jeffrey. Yeah. Okay?
But
that's
now,
without me only cussing out two people.
Well, as I said before, we have an update.
Yeah!
Hey, does every time you say update, they
Well, listen.
It just happens
naturally. I haven't seen them doing one finger of work on this thing, so you better give me a good update.
Oh, are you monitoring them?
Oh, hell yeah, I am.
Officials say, even though no work has been done on this bridge in the last 18 months, construction should start, hopefully, 2 months from today.
What? Listen to that, bro. 20 months after the thing got shut down, we're finally going to start working on it, maybe?
They're thinking about possibly almost doing it.
Yes.
That's progress.
And if you're wondering when will it be finished and will finally reopen to the public, officials say a year, maybe two. They're not really sure. That was your breaking bridge update.
No, it's just breaking. It's just breaking Brooke. It's breaking me.
We take absolutely no joy in this, even though it is objectively hilarious and 100% true.
I need to get a kayak.
This just in. Time to get to the shock collar question of the day.
Oh, man.
Let's do it. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
I got Alexis Sorority Squat Fuller.
Oh. Sorority Squat.
Alexis is going to put on the shock collar while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
Miniature golf is known by many names. Putt-putt, crazy golf, shorties, mini putt, and even Alexis golf, because everything is tiny. Today, people worldwide celebrate this date as official Miniature Golf Day.
Huh.
And there's a lot of history with the sport I bet you don't know. Maybe the biggest change happened 30 years ago in Finland. A group of people loved it so much that they came up with an idea to make it more fun, and now you'll see this twist everywhere, including all over North America. What did they come up with that would change the game of mini golf forever?
Oh man, my first instinct, I feel like it could be right. I don't.
Are you saying windmill?
Yeah, it's the windmill. Mm.
That's more Holland though, not Finland, right?
True. Really?
Or maybe just the concept of adding, because there's also like the clown mouth. That's like a thing.
Or what about the one where you have to like shoot it up the ramp? And then it flies out the other side. I don't know what the name for that would be.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is there's all different ones. So maybe we back up, guys, and maybe it's not just the windmill. Maybe it's adding figurines.
Structures
is the word, to the course.
Right.
Like maybe little decorative things to make you go, ooh.
A windmill, a hippo, shoot it through the hippo's mouth.
Yeah.
It poops it out the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who here's played mini golf most recently? I feel
I
like
haven't.
It's been
I did
maybe
recently-ish.
8 years.
But, you know, I did glow-in-the-dark mini-golf.
Ooh, that's fun.
That was pretty fun.
They do that?
Yeah, they can do that.
Ooh.
But you didn't know that, so it's probably not that popular.
No.
That's the answer to this.
Jeff doesn't stay up that late.
What glows? Is it the ground glows or the balls?
And I'm guessing it's black light everywhere?
Yeah. You're missing out, Jeff.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, come on, Jeff.
Don't want to see the stains on that golf course. Let's get the question again.
Why are they everywhere? I know. What happened to you?
Ew.
Gross, Jose.
30 years ago in Finland, a group of people tried out a new spin on mini golf that made it so more people could enjoy the game all year round. Today, you see this variation of putt-putt all over, including North America. What changed the way mini golf was played am I talking about?
He said all year round.
Okay. Yeah. My first thought, Finland is a cold place, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of snow and freezing temperatures. What if they just put it on the AstroTurf?
Yeah,
that was the big change, is that they went from grass.
Actual grass
to
the fake grass.
The fake grass.
Because it was
really
probably
smart.
Like frozen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
During
Is any mini golf on real grass, though?
Well, 30 years ago.
Okay. Not anymore, but she's right. It probably was. And then they were like, look, we need to find a way because we have to de-ice the grass all the time.
But if it's snowing, wouldn't it get on the turf anyways?
Yeah.
Doesn't you have to be undercover of some sort?
Sweep it off.
Yeah. I mean, and that's what I was thinking. Maybe they changed to indoor, but not all of it is indoor.
Right.
Yeah, but at least turf doesn't, like, die.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, what if it has nothing to do with the actual golf course? What if it has to do with the golfing equipment?
Like the little tiny pencils, they added those in 30 years ago.
You're the person who likes keeping score with those, aren't you, Brooke?
Or just the very first time that they made the balls colorful.
Yeah.
And that's kind of fun.
That's how you could find them in the snow,
because
they're colored.
That's good.
That is fun. I do have fights a lot over what color I get.
Yeah.
What's your color?
Pink.
Duh.
He always tries to take it.
Because I'm a princess, Jeff.
It's mine. I kind of like that, Jeff.
This is, I actually, the logic about the white balls getting lost in the snow is really good logic.
But who is going to play mini golf when it's snowy or rainy out?
You're in Finland.
I mean, there's not a whole lot to do over there, is there?
I guess.
I don't know what there is to do there. Isn't it always cold there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been.
I don't know, Alexis. What do you think? We have a lot of options for you here.
I'm going to go with that they started making colored golf balls.
Okay.
Thanks to folks in Finland, the game of mini golf changed forever 30 years ago. And it all happened because the Scandinavian country is so far north, there's parts of the year where they receive very little daylight. That put a cramp in their putt-putt game. Oh. So, in order to make sure they could keep playing year-round, indoors or outdoors,
a group of people
had a bright idea to slightly alter the equipment and the courses to fix that. And now it's common all over the world to see glow-in-the-dark mini-golf courses.
No!
No way!
I should have known!
Wow. Okay. Well,
like on the same wavelength, but you almost had it.
Did not get that right. And so, Alexis, you're going to be shocked. And somebody wanted to hear the song Butter by BTS.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Gonna pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that.
It was actually the best rhythm I've heard from
Thank you, guys. Yeah.
Today's Shot Caller question is brought to you by the Tourist Board of Finland.
Yeah.
Visit Finland. Somebody has to. Phone tap's coming
up. Somebody has to.
Next.